This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. When they approved the USA Patriot Act, some lawmakers put their misgivings into writing. Lawmakers expanded the government's surveillance power after the September 11 attacks, but they also wrote the law so that some key provisions would expire. Congress would have another chance to consider their effect. Now it's time for Congress to do that, and yesterday the Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, asked a Senate committee to maintain the government's power. His challenge is to reassure Congress that the Patriot Act is not inviting abuse. Here's NPR's Larry Abramson.
It's Patriot season in Washington. Civil liberties groups have spent the past 3 years attacking this law, saying it can be used to violate the rights of innocent Americans. Now they must gather new momentum in order to persuade lawmakers to rewrite at least part of the Patriot Act. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez also knows that the approach of the December 31st expiration date means he must stand up for this famous law.
As Congress considers whether to renew these provisions, I am open to suggestions for clarifying and strengthening the Act. But let me be clear that I will not support any proposal that would undermine our ability to combat terrorism effectively.
In his appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Gonzalez took a softer stance than his predecessor, John Ashcroft, who derided critics of the law. The new Attorney General described the Patriot Act as misunderstood. He said he'd be happy to support rewrites that would clarify the rights of individuals in the post-9/11 era, and he released some new information to prove that the government is in fact using these new powers sparingly. Take, for example, the ability to conduct searches without immediately notifying the person being searched.
The department uses this tool only where necessary. For instance, from the enactment of the Patriot Act through January 31, 2005, the department used Section 213 to request approximately 155 delayed notice search warrants, which have been issued in terrorism, drug, murder, and other criminal investigations.
Gonzalez also revealed the government has never used its new power to search through library and bookstore records. This provision of the Patriot Act has sparked outrage in many communities, but at the same time, Gonzalez said this power must be held in reserve for FBI investigators because there is evidence that terrorists have used library computers to communicate.
Libraries should not become safe havens for people who are here in this country and do want to do harm to other Americans, and we do have evidence of that happening, even though Section 215 has not been used in connection with library records.
Civil liberties groups say the government style may have changed, but the substance of the administration's arguments has not. These groups see these hearings as a stage to push for major change in the law. The ACLU's Gregory Nojim says his group's focus is on limiting the government's ability to search the belongings of innocent people in the course of a terror investigation.
Under the Patriot Act, there are provisions that allow the government to get records about anyone if it says that the records are sought for an intelligence investigation. This is a standard that needs to be tightened significantly.
To that end, the ACLU is throwing its support behind a renewed effort to pass the SAFE Act. This effort to limit the Patriot Act found bipartisan support in the last session of Congress, but it never made it out of committee. SAFE Act supporters hope to do better under the spotlight created by the imminent expiration of some Patriot powers. They're trusting in part in the credentials of Idaho Senator Larry Craig. This conservative Idaho Republican says the administration should welcome the SAFE Act because it preserves the basic powers of the Patriot Act.
We do not take away the powers of surveillance. We do not take away the right and the power of the government to go after those who would do us wrong. What we do condition in a very real way is that the government might intrude upon the rights and the privacies of free citizens of our country.
Civil liberties groups see this review of the act as a chance to revisit the entire law, including provisions that do not expire. The latest calculation that Patriot Act critics must make is whether to change their battle plans against a new, less confrontational attorney general. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.